I'd like to bring this Finance Committee to order and discuss three topics here. The first one we're going to discuss is the tax levy. Is the mayor going to show up?
He told me he was, but I didn't remind him this morning, so probably should have. Thursday, he told me he'd be here.
So we need to discuss this tax levy and see where we go with this. Cindy will have to close in on it.
I don't know about it. I don't understand it. 12 years and I still don't understand it, so.
Well, you're like me. I don't completely understand it either. So ma'am, it's all yours.
Thank you. So every year you have to pass a tax levy ordinance for the following year and what you'll collect from your citizens. It's a percentage of their assessment from the county assessor. Based on the increase in your EAV from the county, just with that increase, the city will collect approximately $11,348 more than last year if they stay at the same rate. Due to increased costs of goods and inflation, you may increase your tax levy up to 5% without having to hold a truth in taxation hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest the last couple of years, the city has stayed at the same rates and not increased them. I would, however, if that is your decision this time as well, I would suggest you adjust how it's distributed. Your IMRF fund last year was overfunded by approximately $30,000 and your Social Security was underfunded by about $1,000. Your insurance costs are continuing to increase exorbitantly just because that's what happens in the insurance world.
Yeah.
So I would suggest a redistribution of them if you want to.
If we're going to stay the same.
Wait one second. Did you get the other AED from Chris Ford?
Yes, he brought it over.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. Also in general, we're seeing slight increases among the cities and villages in the county. So that is completely up to council. And then we can have further discussion on how that distribution.
So if we redo our distribution of the money, we can still stay the same percent we're at now?
Staying the same percent is up to you, whether you want
but
to or not.
We could go ahead and it wouldn't put us in harm's way. In other words, we'd be okay with it, or do you think we need to?
Your insurance costs, if you wanted to levy to meet your insurance costs, you would go over your 5%. I would not suggest doing that. Those
no.
are terrible things.
No, Doug's not going to be here.
In the general fund, you have been okay with the police protection and
okay.
property taxes, sales tax,
okay.
everything else that the general fund has not been losing.
They can figure it out. Okay.
So, but insurance costs
all right. Talk to you later.
And it's a little bit crazy with that. And so I would, I'd say you wouldn't be in harm's way
mm-hmm.
to keep it at zero. But those things are going to just continue to go up.
And all we have to do, I mean, if we keep it the same, you can adjust the figures for $30,000 over from IRF. We can share in the insurance.
Right,
problem.
We can adjust that. And those amounts will change based. So over the last year, you've had a lot of changes with staffing levels, especially in the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And once those are resolved, if they're going to be resolved how they were, your IMRF will actually be fine. But it not having a full-time police chief and not having other full-time police officers has just decreased the amount of IMRF that the city's had to pay in and the amount that the rate that the city has to pay in at. So that keeps that low for
mm-hmm.
the city. So that one is definitely what you could take the most from.
I think we're going to keep it the same. Because, I mean, like last year we were talking about raising it, and then when you give a figure like $2,500, it's not worth the headache.
No.
Of somebody saying, you raised my taxes, and we only make $2,500
I think if we can operate at zero, like we're doing now.
Let me tell you what happened to me at the township when I was road commissioner. I sat there and I, being the great guy, just like you two are thinking right now, I said, well, hell, we're getting by okay. We don't need to raise that 5%, you know? No reason we need to. We're doing fine. So I didn't for 2 or 3 years. And then I had this big expensive culvert go bad. And the county has a fund that helps you pay for a culvert if it's over so much money. They won't help you if you didn't raise your 5%.
Oh, see, and I'd heard that with the state, too. If we don't ever raise ours and we go apply for a grant, they can say, well, you guys don't help yourself. Why should we help you?
When we get grants with fire departments, are you at max tax levy?
Mm-hmm. Because somebody had told me
so
that.
So there's the thing, more than the $2,500 that you need to think about. There could be a recourse on getting a grant, or this is kind of correct, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll see that because there are so many factors that go into that. If you went 2%, the city would be looking at an additional
$4,350.
$4,350.
Mm-hmm. I would say most places commonly take the 5%. Because that's what they can take without having to do any extensive work.
I believe Canton and Smithfield were the other places that I assist with are looking at about 3%.
At 3%? Okay.
So 2% would be 4,450?
350.
Oh, 350. Okay.
Yeah, it's 2%, right?
That's at 2%.
2%. What is it at 5%?
Almost 11,000.
So you're saying that Smith only went to 3%?
So they're not finalized yet. They are both on their agendas for this week, but the direction I have been given was they want to see what a 3% looks like, and that is how they feel it will go once it goes to councils.
Okay, guys, what do you think?
I had enough for an increase. Now we got money in the bank. I just, it's hard for me to ask for more money when we've got money sitting there.
I think that, yeah, we do have.
That's kind of
okay. That's the only thing it's going to be. Okay. When people look at it, they're going to say,
you just put a bunch of money in CDs and blah, blah, blah.
That's just the way I get it. If something big happened, we wouldn't be able to cover it.
And we can always review it next year. We don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we can see if, you know, by that time we'll know more about the police department. We'll know more about.
But I would move the money around so that we're covering more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, we'll keep it at 0%, move the money around.
I see what Dave's saying. It's eventually going to start whittling away.
No, so I understand.
We're going to be forced to at some point.
Yeah, we will be.
With us sitting on a surplus right now. But that surplus, I mean, you buy equipment.
Well, it's easy to eat it up.
Infrastructure. I mean, we got infrastructure that needs to be done.
That's what the ambulance service does.
Well, the levy is restricted on its uses, too. So the uses that the city of Lewiston has decided has, there's roughly $50,000 for corporate expenses. So that's where you could cover anything, Cindy's salary, your guys' salaries, repairs to the building and streets that are not levied in other places. You have your IMRF, which is the city employees' retirement funds, police protection. There is a cap on both corporate and police protection on how, like, what percentage you can levy. You have some room to wiggle there. Your audit, so previously it was at $3,000, and your audit, I think, is costing like $26,000. Is that right?
Yeah.
So it is split between the water, the sewer, and the general fund. That's definitely one that I would suggest increasing that from the IMRF. Your liability insurance also, $20,000-$40,000 total for your insurance is between liability and work comp.
And then we have the cyber insurance.
And the cyber insurance too. Mm-hmm. Your social security that everybody pays into, your unemployment insurance, and your workers' comp. So those are the areas that your levy should assist with or cover, if at all possible.
Okay. Yeah, because we don't get money anyplace else to cover those.
If the levy doesn't cover it, then it needs to has to come out of general fund.
Yeah. So if we just leave it at 0% and start wiggling some money around here and there?
Yeah, we would change the distribution of the percentages. So yeah. Previously, this is based on your 2022 tax year. You levied 23, so it's 0.2385% is what you levied for corporate purposes. And I would keep that close to the same, which would make it go from $48,055 to $51,500. And that's just based on your EAB changing. There was like a statewide massive assessment change.
So that's my other thing about raising taxes. We just had this
their assessments just went.
Their taxes all went up, even though we didn't change anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Your IMRF, there is no statutory limit on it. It was at 0.2517, and I would suggest dropping that to 0.162, which would cause a decrease of roughly $15,000 to the IMRF. Again, it's overfunded right now. With the way employee turnover has been in the city as a whole, you can keep those things cost down.
And ours is really low anyway because nobody's working.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's investing.
We just
so
had
anybody,
Johnny retire, but... Yeah. Previously, and that's the first one since I've been here.
Yeah, every time you have an employee turnover, you've been paying in for them. You don't get that money back.
No.
They're not giving you the money back. They're lowering your rate.
Because right now, the employee's putting in more than the city. Because the percentage is so low. It's only 4.3.
You have this bank of money at IMRF that they calculate your rate with. Yeah. And
I think when I started, it was like 12% maybe. And now it's 4.3.
Really?
Yeah.
That the city paid in.
Wow.
Because you had people retiring and
yeah.
and taken out. And
Yep. So then your police protection is at 0.0633. And with there's a new chief and new officers that I have heard coming in that I would just increase it a smidge, still under that rate, to 0.0741. Your audit was at 0.015, and again, your audits are costing almost $26,000, and you were only getting $3,000 from the levy. So I would put a good chunk into there and bring that audit amount up to roughly $10,000, which would put them at 0.0463.
And what is it now?
0.0453. Your tort liability, again, insurance costs have gone up. It was at, so you got $3,200 at 0.0159. I would suggest putting it at around $7,500 at
0.0347.
0.0347. I'm out of all the time keeping up here. What is it now?
Right now it's at 0.0159.
Okay.
$3,200?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the new rate, $7,500 at 0.0347.
That's $7,500.
Okay. Your civil defense, unfortunately what happens with this one is that people or communities don't use it unless they have to.
Yeah.
And then it takes a massive hit. Canton has been digging out of a civil defense hole for the 5 years I've been here, 5 years before that, and they still got like 10 years to dig out of it.
Really?
There's a statutory limit on it. But there's also a per capita limit, so you can't tax more than a quarter for every person who lives here. So you're really kind of stuck right around $500 based on Lewiston's population.
$500?
Mm-hmm. So your percentage continues to go down, but your population continues to decrease as well. So you're just kind of stuck there. So you had 566 at 0.0028 last year. With your population decrease, it's going to be $500 at 0.0023. Social Security, there's no limit on it. You were at $35,500 at 0.1763 last year, and that's where I would put the other big chunk of IMRF at, because it did have a loss last year. So if you take it up to 43,000, that'll put the rate at 0.1991.
Okay.
Your workers' comp insurance, you levy $1,000 at 0.0051%.
That was 5,000.
That was 1,000.
Oh, 1,000. Mm-hmm.
So if we took that up to 2,000 at 0.0093, that'll help cover a little bit of it.
Okay.
And then workers' comp is the last one that the city levies for, was $3,200 at 0.0159. So you could go to $3,900 to be at 0.0181, and that would put your total levy at the same percentage you were at last year, which is 0.78430.
Point seven eight four three. Okay. Last one, the workman comp, 0.0159. How much money was that?
$3,200.
Okay.
That's leaving everything at zero, right?
That's leaving it with a 0% increase, so your rate is the same. And it changes just where you can put the money.
Okay.
Let's hit the 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, guys, what do you think of these numbers?
I'm with the recommendation. We'll take that to the board, the full board. Those numbers right there, the same as last year, 0.7843.
Mm-hmm. So I will get this then drawn up, and you need to approve the estimate at the next meeting, and then you'll be able to pass the levy at that first meeting, I think, in December, because it has to be filed with Patrick O'Brien's office by the last Tuesday in December.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you say? Yeah, I'll have it on meeting next Tuesday.
Yeah, to approve the estimate.
Uh-huh.
And then after you approve the estimate, it's 20 days before you can vote on it, so that would be December 5th would be your next...
Oh, okay.
Or no, your next meeting would be the 12th.
Yeah. Approve. And vote. Okay.
Now we're going to vote on the 12th?
You'll vote to pass the ordinance for the tax levy on the 12th.
Okay.
Because you don't do two readings, right? Or do you?
What now?
Do you do two readings?
Yeah.
You do two meetings a month?
Yeah, so we
approve. No, two readings of the ordinance.
So we'll do it. Yeah, we'll approve it on the 12th.
Okay.
And then actually vote on it.
So you approve the estimate on the 14th.
What's the date?
So you
okay, what's next Tuesday?
14th of November.
Okay, 14th.
Yeah, you'll approve the estimate.
Uh-huh.
And then you can
put we'll have another meeting on the 25th.
28th.
Okay, 28th. Okay, and we'll vote on the 20th.
You can't vote on it until the 12th.
Oh.
But if you do two readings.
It's got to be 20 days.
Okay, we're going to approve of it on November the 14th meeting, and then we're going to vote on the December the 12th meeting.
Yeah. Yes. And then it has to be at Patrick's office by the 26th.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew that.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, that's confusing.
God bless you, I'm telling you.
That's why it's hard for me to explain it. I can't.
I understand Cindy totally.
Comprehend it all.
Ooh, I was right. Okay. So, how do we stand on that? You made a motion?
Well, it's just So take it to the
board. Take it to the board. Do we have to do a motion to take it to the board or not? We don't, do we?
I would, just to be safe.
Okay.
Second.
John will second, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Okay. Moving on. We got the declare new programming fee. Cindy? Give us the paperwork on this. And the fee is $8,209.50.
They don't have anything to explain, do they?
No, currently, the way he talked when he come down, he met them, I met with them after they contacted me, and what it is, you know, anything technology gets updated.
Right.
Okay.
So it's prone to happen.
Yeah.
Every software you use, you're gonna end up doing an update. Various prices for different stuff, you know, ours radio comes into here, but they said it won't be active anymore. You have to pay for the update, which provides whatever's on there, which is different Bluetooth pucks and different ways of uploading. I think maybe whatever they got, I think they have three options, but they'll update them. There are other options if you ever want to look at them. Other companies, you can do the cellular setup, you know, radio towers, you know. But they're still doing updates everywhere. They all have their issues. This one's had more issues to me just because this is the only one we've ever worked with. So I can't speak for other towns, knowing 100%. Talked to a few people and they did say, ooh, Claire, just because they're more of the gas side, but they do gas and water. The service hasn't been great, but the guy talked about giving us 3 months to do it. They finally set up and did the training course with Cindy last week that they were supposed to do years ago. But the guy's working on any issues we had, which puts us right at the deadline of when you'd want to sign the agreement. Yeah. He gave us 3 months. But my biggest issues for me was just the uploading of larger meters. We've yet to be able to do it. I don't know why. He's not sure why, so that's why he's like, give me 3 months. He's working with everybody. Like I said, he seems to be moving some of the stuff, getting it around. He talked about moving, you know, the radios higher down the well site, but they never did. They used one of our existing towers and just, you know, they had a ladder with them, so that's where they put it. Well, you're in a valley, so, and then he's trying to figure out why they put them all on the west side of town, except the one, which would be northeast of the water tower, why everything else is on the west, which is city-owned properties. You know, Amron don't like stuff on their poles anymore. So he's working on stuff, but to me,
well,
this is just...
How are you
going to
be?
Huh?
How are you going to be?
I don't know how tall that tower is. He says he's going to get the biggest lift you can get. It's up there pretty high.
I don't know how high you had to be.
But if you were to go with a different company, then that, you know, you'd go house to house again. You'd have to redo everything. You can't use their stuff again, just so you guys are aware of that. You can't just...
And that'd be an added expense.
Yeah, you just, whatever the project costs, just take the meters off of it and there's your project again.
Yeah.
So then all your radios, you won't be able to use them.
Well, the chances are when our meters work with another system.
Yeah, your meters, as far as I know, you can hook them up to a lot of different devices to make them work.
One solution could be reaching out to the meter manufacturer and get program suggestions from them.
Yeah, I just didn't know, you know, $8,000 compared to $250,000 plus your time, and obviously, you know, we don't have a very big staff right now, so it'd be tough to relinquish and do this all again.
Do we have assurances from him that he's going to get these other remedies taken care of?
So he said, give him 3 months and make your decision.
Yeah, give him 90 days.
So I might have him done, but... So I mean, I would like him to have the problems you...
Correct. That's what I told him.
I mean, what kind of excuses did he give you?
He says their customer support isn't the greatest. And he admitted that.
Yeah, he said his IT group or it's horrible.
No shit.
And they know that.
Yeah, they know that.
Really?
Yeah. That's been their biggest complaint.
That's a good selling point, isn't it? Yeah. Our customer service sucks.
Yeah.
You won't guarantee you hate them.
I mean, to me, we're stuck here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking a lot of money here if we want to do something different.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what it would be. I didn't want to waste nobody's time on trying to get a whole price on something like that. I feel like be a lot of calling, wasting a lot of people's time.
But we did make it clear to him that Cindy and I had already been looking at other companies, so he's like, give me 90 days, I promise we'll get it. We'll get almost all these, everything solved for you.
Well, that's a little better than...
Are you guys willing to give him those days?
I don't think we have any choice.
I mean, you got the time regardless. Yeah. I mean, that don't need signed till, I think, the end of December.
End of December?
Yeah. And if not, come March, they just won't read no more, and then you guys won't get water bills. Unless you send someone to everybody's basement.
To read them and manually. We're back to that again.
People do that.
That's like before I read, going in the basements.
Yeah.
Yeah, because how do you do that? If people aren't home, I mean, what happens then?
Yeah, because now you have to put outside readers on like they had before.
Yeah, you have to find a mechanical one.
So you'd have,
you'd have to redo them
you're
all.
You're talking the cost there of... Mm-hmm.
$8,000.
Yeah, it will.
That was my thing, you know. If you guys want to look something in the future, then you'd be looking at switching to maybe away from a radio, doing a cellular. But I did talk to one guy that used to work for a company. He works for, I think, might have been Schultz guy that was down. But he was pitching some ultrasonic stuff down in wastewater because he deals with that. But I told him the only ultrasonic we had was for the... water meters and stuff, and he did hear about the meters, and he said, you guys got the number one meter that you can buy. He's like, you have that meter. I said, yeah, but everybody hates how they freeze easy. He's like, 32 degrees is freezing, right? It's froze, you know? There's no guarantee after 32 degrees, because we know an old brass meter with a cast plate, you had to freeze real hard to break it, where, you know, ultrasonic, you've got O-rings, and, you know, they're lighter, and... less material, which reflects why the meter's cheaper.
How long is this good for than a year?
That I don't know on that part. But
it's like,
come in
it looks like the annual fee is $1,400. It's a one-time set.
Yeah, that's an additional.
Yeah, it's a one-year thing.
I don't want to make this happen. Eager to get it.
I mean, we went down this road. The previous council went down this road.
On the additional terms in the back, it says software subject to 5% annual escalation starting year 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's common.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of technology. I mean, I see the updates and talking with that guy from Schultz, he was talking about how a lot of crews right now with the cellular are spending $3,000-$4,000 getting their updated software on their part. He says everybody got hit about the same time. But,
we do pay an annual fee,
we had radio there, and whatever thing they use, you know, they ended up canceling on that. So I'm like, we don't get alarms, nothing's working right. And when I talked to EFI on that, was we went to a cellular setup because the radio, whatever they were using, they just dropped everybody. So he had to go everywhere that he put that in, and, you know, we had to pay and have it redone. You got to have it for your communications to work.
Yeah, you got to have it. Yeah.
Nothing's cheaper than the old way of manual. But
is this guy coming to our meetings?
Yeah.
He is.
Okay, good.
Well, we got a lot of spots. They read. What we're having a problem with is, a lot of the problem is, like in the valley, you know, southwest of town, and then southeast of town towards Dixon Mountains. Well, the nearest one to that's the fairgrounds. And I do believe we've got the long range of 1.5 miles, but once you get brush and everything else, you know, something's in a big dip and weeds grow up. So we try to keep those clean during summer months so they breed. And we have to customize some on poles and stuck them out, you know, screwed into a fence post. The homeowner is fine with it.
And there's no guarantee the cellular with the foliage. I mean, with our radio, I mean,
Yeah, talking to that guy, he just said 95%, but I haven't talked to many towns, but it seems like everyone's got something with a software issue somewhere. I mean, technology's always advancing and something's out of date or didn't work, otherwise they wouldn't make more and change it.
You got readers up, you drive by them, you can read them?
No, ours all been, ours gets sent right here. That's what's nice about our system. Other communities, they physically have to send someone out to drive around. We do not have to. We just got to get the ones that aren't uploading right now.
Well, that's why I didn't know.
How many do you have of those?
She's got a list.
Just, I mean.
No, they have to physically get out and read them.
Yeah. 12, maybe 15 on there. Yeah. Our monthly list to go back to. Because we're having issues with, like, let's say your meter broke and I went back and I changed it. Re-upload and it's not working, and I'm guessing that's part of this software update. So I can't re-upload your meter. And a few stuff was on our side, us technicians putting them in on a re-upload, you know, might hit add instead of replace. And so then it shows like two accounts for Evan Palmer. And still showing like a dead meter that it's not, it's been replaced. It was just, we put add meter, so it seemed like it was just an apartment added or something. But he got her squared away, Darren Matt, last week during the meeting, showing her how she could physically go on the computer and take that stuff off. So then she don't have to worry about, you know, red flags on that stuff all the time, what's going on there. And we go there and it looks fine to us. And now we know what the issue was. Just installed incorrectly during the reinstall.
Well, I really feel like we're kind of stuck with this company financially.
Unless we want to spend a whole bunch of money more to get something different.
Exactly. I mean, do we want to spend a whole bunch more just for
annual readings?
And the problem is you're going to have these software fees no matter who you use.
Oh,
yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what I said. He was saying that a lot of people right now, a lot of towns that he goes to, they're all doing updates right now.
Yeah.
Not just Declare. I don't know what they're using, if they're using Badger, what they're using.
Well,
I believe everybody's got a software thing somewhere where it frustrates them. My biggest problem was in the field. That's no. I haven't heard any issues on larger meters being uploaded.
But if he's going to come to our next meeting,
you guys can get your questions ready.
We'll be pinning down a little bit more.
Yeah, and you can ask him whatever you want to ask him. He might have a list of what's been resolved. I don't know what all him and Cindy. Mine was just I need anything above a 2-inch. Because large meters are the ones you want to watch. You know, we're all about making money off the water. Need to, right? But say like the school, you know, they got a bunch of toilets. If some of those are hung up, we can take their water usage down quite a bit. But we only see it once a month. We don't get the printout like she gets every day from everybody else, where we can monitor every.
And that's part of the sales program. I mean,
yes,
to enable to protect our.
Alert share ones.
Yeah.
And
it does work good.
Not being
we help a lot of people. It's just, I can't do that on any of the bigger businesses, so.
Which is going to be a bigger loss when you
have
something. Correct.
Exactly.
That's where you're going to start first.
Yeah.
So do we have to make a motion and send this to full board?
I think it was just discussed.
It was just discussed, so we're ready for the meeting.
Just so then you guys were aware of it ahead of time and go over
that
smoothly, whichever way we want to go. But
any more discussion on this one?
Unless you guys want me to try to look into something else.
I'm looking at this one.
Because you probably cancel whenever, couldn't you? Like, there's probably, like, say we pay the
starting ground zero is probably good.
The money.
Yeah.
I mean, you have all next year, if you wanted to actually look at something.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, once a year. I don't know if there's a penalty to cancel before the.
Yeah, I know we jumped on a lot of stuff because, like I said, she was on the computer and they were trying to figure out why on demand wasn't working and all this other stuff.
Okay. All right, let's go to discuss using ARPA money for repair of Avenue E. Which can give everybody this piece of paper to look at.
Yeah, I think everybody got it.
And no And then you got a floor again?
Yeah, I called a few people. You know, the hill on Avenue E, West Avenue E is not pretty midway down the hill. It's only getting worse. You're getting bad chatter bumps where the road's rolling because, you know, heavier equipment's going slower up the hill. So it's just making it worse all the way around. So first I tried to pick out the roughest spot and just get an estimate just so we can get something done. And talking with another alderman, he had asked me to get a quote, a few different ones to just redo the hill itself, get it milled out and get blacktop from top to bottom, just so it's all done. We don't have to come back to it. But these ARPA funds, they have to be spent in April. And I know we discussed using, you know, we got the water project, which we'll talk about next meeting. Our engineers should be here during that. We got some numbers now, but it has to be spent by a certain time. I believe it's April 15th,
yeah, of
24th or something, but we have to have it spent. So at first I was like, you know, at the 130 foot is what I quoted. So I was thinking if, you know, in my head, if 25,000 made or broke that project, then we need to relook at some things for the water.
So tell them where the 130 foot almost goes to.
The rougher spots. I mean, I don't know what
you like say. Reed's entrance to his building, right?
No, that's 540 foot.
What?
That's 500. That's the whole hill is 540.
That's just from the
bottom. I thought you said that was to his house driveway.
That's the whole hill.
That's from
130 foot's only the two big dips.
Okay.
That are on the side, and then there's you got chatter after that up. Now 130 foot starts you. I got white marks out there.
I see.
So you pull out like by the street garage, that first mark, and then you see the second. That's 130 foot, and I put a mark at the top of the hill, but I measure everything out in 10 foot sections. So he just wrote up some quotes where he did 130, and then he did 260, you know, to double it, and then he went 540 to do the very top of the hill to the very top.
540 would be the entire.
So 540 would be everything you need to do for.
Up to.
Yeah, that'd take from like Tyree's Auto Body Shop up there, there's a white mark, and that'd take you all the way to the bottom mark where there's no more chatter, which is midway pulling out of Euclid on the Avenue E. So we just rounded up three quotes, but the worst part of it is within that 130 foot. Anything after that with some chatters, you know, where it's
working. Which is just going to cause you, I mean, honestly, isn't it going to just cause you trouble? You're going to build it up there and everything you just did at the bottom, it's going to run underneath and on top of. And
I think
what's small chatter now will be big chatter a year from now.
Yeah.
I think we need to fix it for the first time.
You know, IDOT killed me there at Wilder Farm in Imaquan, the bottom of the hill, but the worst part of it, they did all the way down, and then the bottom of the hill stops, and it's real bad right there still.
Oh,
right
there
way down. And I'm like, why didn't you just spend a little extra?
Yeah, and with this, they're able, as far as I know still, they're able to do this year.
Oh.
They're still out and about working. I did contact the two local companies. One don't have a mill, and the other one says they're shut down for the year. So I researched to see who we had to do the school, got a hold of them guys, and they said, yeah, they're still out and about working.
Good job, school.
So as far as I know, they can still make it down.
I think this is a bunch of big jail.
Is it?
But at the 540, the 130, they said they could get it done one day. The other one would probably be 2 days. Getting it all dug out, so the road would be closed down, which, you know, we coordinate all that and notify everybody around, the radio station, you know, EMT, fire department, county, and all that has to know, so he can put a post on, a lot of people watch that, so.
Yeah, if you let the county know, they flag it, and all the firemen and all the agencies know.
Yeah, so then I can let them know what days. And so I was just seeing if there's a possibility or which way you guys would want to go, if you want to do anything with it, or just leave it and look at it later.
Well, like I said, we know about it. I mean, if you come in, if you're leaving the city garage, you drive slow, but somebody going down the highway that's not from here, you hit that, it's, you know, you hit something. Even at the speed limit, you don't have to be exceeding the speed limit. That's pretty rough.
Yeah.
And I think we're, you know,
bikers are the ones that really.
Yeah.
I've had complaints from out there at Hitchcock's.
Yeah.
That people have ruined tires and all this other stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to go back out there, they say, because they're not driving down that road. So there's just different options on that, so it is marked out. I don't have the 260 marked out across, but I do have the 130 and the 540, which is top to bottom for 540. 130 be the other two lines going across towards middle bottom.
So what are you guys thinking?
I just do it all.
Do it all?
Yeah, I think you're gonna do it already.
I think we need to do it all.
Yeah, that's why.
Like, we don't have to visit it again.
Tried breaking down the price, you know. Obviously, you said the further you went, the cheaper it was, but for 130, you're looking at, you know, the 24,000. Well, 540, I mean, 64,000, you're, what, 12,000 something for every 100 foot, so you cut your price in half. And then I don't know what it'd be next year, since this is, you know, last minute. And
and I contacted an ARPA that we can use it for this.
We can use it for that? Okay. Well, I think it's a good idea. I think we need to.
I just didn't know with the water project, so I was thinking, well, instead of, you know, we could take it to MFT and try to use that money, but then you got to have your engineers involved, and it, you know, you're spending more money where this ARPA has got to be spent by a certain time. And
how much ARPA do we got to?
292,000 some odd change.
But you had most of, you had it all earmarked for the water, didn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, but if we have to put 64,000 in there from the general fund.
Yeah, my thing, just so we can get it done.
Right.
Yeah.
And be done with the hill.
Yeah, because I don't know how long is it, to, you know, for this, all this water stuff is taking forever.
The engineer stuff is what, you know, obviously ARPA says if you don't have to, you don't have to use engineer for ARPA, they said.
Yeah, they suggested not to. That way
your money goes
away. You can use your money.
Yeah, get our money.
So that's what we thought during the water project, since, everybody should know it don't happen like that. So even though we'll get it brought to us, that's where some of that's probably going to pay a portion of the engineer just to have it spent, because it's use it or lose it.
Yeah.
So this is just a back burner to make sure some of it gets spent. And
I think it's a wise choice.
You guys all in favor of doing the whole thing?
Oh yeah. And he's going to do a 3-inch mill with a 3-inch. Asphalt back. They did 2-inch down at the school, and because that's what I first said. He's like, "Well, that's just school buses. You got bigger equipment, so suggested the 3-inch
semis and farmers
would be good to start with." Just like the school, where they said, you know, after 5 years, you might come and do another skim and then still pull and chip it from there on out.
Okay, we don't need to.
You guys need to do a motion and second, and that to suggest it to the council.
Well, we need a motion.
Motion to approve the $64,500.
Second. Okay. Okay. Take it to the. Have it on the agenda for the next meeting. Next
weeks. Sounds good. I mean, you did a good job.
Get them all lined up, huh?
Yeah, as far as I know, they'll be able to make it. It's just getting further into the longer way. So that's what I was asking. I knew you guys had a finance meeting, so I was like, well, if we can tack this in there and get wind of it and see if there's any interest in it.
Well, we have four of us here, so if you, think we're all going to vote for it, you could probably almost schedule for the day after the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be, I mean, just to help you out and them.
Yeah.
The weather will hold on forever.
Because we're all in favor of it, so.
Do we have to do a motion on the Eclaira thing or not?
No.
Okay. I'll do a motion on that. Okay. All right. Anything else, guys? Any more thoughts? If not, I'll adjourn the meeting.